Now, I'm embarrassed about this because there's a gentleman on the line who contacted me a couple of days ago, a little bit late, and I couldn't get his message to air. And I really wanted to get his message to air yesterday, and we just ran out of time. I'll just read what Aaron McLeod sent me a couple of days ago after the show. He said, "Hi, John, Aaron McLeod here. We are holding Sea Jags, meet and greet for victims of crime this Wednesday, meaning last night, 7 p.m, Manura Community Hall. It's a great time to connect with people impacted by crime and discuss plans to tackle community concerns. Tea and coffee available. I'd be delighted to come on Wednesday morning, yesterday morning, to talk about crime and this event for victims. Thanks for your support, John." And, of course, I've sent back, "We'll definitely do it." And then what happened yesterday? Oh, Daintree happened and other things happened, and there was chaos. And we just ran out of time, sadly. It's very embarrassing because he's had the meeting last night and I don't know how it went without much hullabaloo telling people to be there. And he's the spokesman for the Crime and Justice Action Group, or CJAG. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning, John.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay, John. You're forgiven.
Thank you. What happened last night?
Well, we had a bunch of people there, John, representatives of the community, victims, of course, coming along. We had, the elderly men, women. We had Indigenous representatives. It was a fantastic night, John. It was a great opportunity for us to listen and to understand what people's concerns are face-to-face, John, the old-fashioned way.
Tell me about the victims and what they had to say.
Well, there's a number of stories there, John, but one of the ones which probably relates to what seems to be a prevalent problem within the public sector, we're seeing that now out of the CCC report with the police service and their discrimination against male officers, is that the story last night that sort of stood out was a similar behaviour happening within the youth justice system and child safety. I heard Ian Levy's on before and he speaks passionately and we're certainly in support of Ian on most subjects and him speaking passionately as he is to protect his members within the police union is very admirable. And what we heard last night firsthand is that we've actually got a youth justice system where a youth offender who had been brought before the Children's Court here in Cairns 15 months ago, and was put on a restorative justice order, John. And what's happened is that there's been four meetings with the victim of this particular youth offender. And that meeting was with Youth Justice to arrange meetings, of course, face-to-face, which is part of the restorative justice program. Now, what's happened is that that person reported that each time that the youth justice officers came out to meet that victim of crime, they attempted to negotiate away the meeting. They sought to abandon the meeting and to bring it to an early closure so that the youth justice can move on to their next case and have this youth offender not be made accountable to the court and to the order, the restorative justice order that the judge had put in place. So this is a type of we don't know whether it's coming from individuals, John, or whether it's coming from directors within the youth justice system. But what we have here is a sense of control fraud in a way that they're negotiating away victims' rights. You see, to be able to get some justice in the system, John, and that story really stood out last night, and it's just appalling. And in the context of what's happened at Queensland Police and what's happening throughout the public service, it really emphasised, how important it is what we're doing with our number two priority. And our number one priority, John, as you know, has been parent accountability, and we had that win pretty well in the amendment to the youth justice legislation recently. But our second priority, John, is public administration accountability.
Yes.
There really needs to be a step up in that area now. Thanks to Katarina Carroll and certainly the CCC bringing to light this sort of corruption that's going on within the public service, John, it needs to come to an end.
Yes, this is an astounding... amount of information. When you're saying in this particular case that victim of crime encouraged to abandon the meeting, this is a meeting that has been fundamentally at the direction of the judge in the case, abandoned because it's inconvenient for the people who have got to organise the meeting.
I mean, this is just absurd. No wonder the youth justice system is a disaster.
That's right, John. It's being gamed. We're gathering more information, and it's important for people who work in the public service, people in the community, victims of crime. We're so enthusiastic and excited to welcome people into our group, John, because these sorts of stories help us to go down the rabbit hole and investigate and do research, John, to find out really where the core problems are. And we can then help people, to lodge the necessary claims if need be, in a court if need be, and certainly make reports to the CCC, things of that nature, John. So we need people to come forward. And the meet and greets every month, the second Wednesday of every month at the Manura Community Hall, is a great opportunity for people to come along and to introduce themselves in an informal way. And we can, talk about what the issues and concerns are face-to-face, John.
You said second Wednesday every month?
Second Wednesday of every month.
Okay. Whereabouts again?
At the Manura Community Hall.
Okay. Now, we will do our best not to bugger it up again like we did this week. Can you get through a couple of days early to Emily and make sure we get this to air? Because
absolutely.
What has happened in these last couple? We just had this wonderful expose, thanks to the bravery of the boss of the police union, Ian Leavers. He's an incredible man. And you come on straight afterwards and say, well, these are victims coming forth, and they're saying this is scandalous what's going on. These are people just not doing their jobs, despite the judge's direction, doing everything they can to work against the judge's direction and getting some of these kids the attention they need to stop them committing heinous crimes. The expose just to the last 3 or 4 minutes has just blown me away that this could possibly be happening. So congratulations to you. I'm hoping there'll be people listening to this saying, let's back him up. Let's back up CJAG, because this is in the interest of our families here in far north Queensland who are copping it in the neck in a way that no community should tolerate.
Absolutely, John. Fantastic. And we see it in Queensland Police with Ian Leavers speaking on your show just a moment ago. And we believe quite strongly, John, that it is prevalent also through Child Safety, Youth Justice, and even the Attorney General's Office, John. We've had people come forward to our group and provide first-hand information about this, and it's been happening for 12 months now, more than 12 months for us, John. And We made these testimonies directly to the chairman of the parliamentary inquiry here in Cairns, and we did that in private to protect the identity of those that have actually come forward to our group. And we're doing as much as we can with limited resources, John. We're volunteers. We're not getting paid at all. And what we're doing is drawing attention to these other departments in the government where you've got rogue operators, it seems, that are working on specific targets based on their political allegiances, their woke beliefs, whatever the case might be, and they're infiltrating our public service, and they're bringing the good name and the integrity of majority of the people in the public service down. And these rogue operators, John, need to be called out, and they need to be removed from the public service if they're found to be corrupt.
Isn't this interesting about these so-called woke beliefs and how they have so cleverly infiltrated governments, they've infiltrated communities, they've infiltrated schools, universities. I can't believe they've been so successful in doing that, because it's undermining, it's destroying everything a good community stands for.
Absolutely, John. And last night we had a direct witness statement from a victim of crime who's actually going through the restorative justice program, meeting with youth justice officers as in accordance with a judicial order, and those people are negotiating away the victim's opportunity to come face to face with that victim, John. Now that to me is a process there similar to what's happened in the police force, it seems. Where they've got quotas and they've got targets and they've got outcomes and results that they're fabricating in the system, and the way they do it is that they negotiate away the rights of individuals who participate in these programs, and it's very easy for us to say no, John. No, well, we don't want to continue and meet with the youth. You know what I mean? They're already under tough situations and so on. But thankfully, with this particular victim of crime last night, John, they had the courage to say no, John.
Yes,
and they said, no, I want to pursue this. And now what's happened as we understand it from the story told last night, is that justice order has now expired, John. It's expired. And we're waiting now to find out from the victim in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, as to whether the judge and the judicial system will come back to that victim of crime and say, well, we've extended the order and we're going to enforce that order to ensure justice is served, John. But we'll see whether the system does it.
Excellent, excellent. Good on you, Aaron. You're to be congratulated and your organisation, CJAG. That's the Crime Justice Action Group. Stay tuned because we'll be reminding you about the second Wednesday meeting every month out there at the community hall at Monunda. Now, the time, it's news time. We're going to the news. If you'd like to pick up on these matters, you can do so after the news, 1300 872 911.